Hi, I'm Del Shores.
And I'm Emerson Collins. And you're watching The Del and Emerson Show.
Straight talk.
Real gay. Okay, that's all the energy I have. Thank you for watching.
We were just talking about energy and how Emerson said he was going to have to fake it. So we're faking, baby.
I'm a talented actress. I can give you energetic performance. I'm kidding. Okay, y'all, we don't have a guest today. We decided we are enough. We do have some stories to share, but this is definitely a day for if you have questions, if you have topics you want us to talk about, we'll go off on a tangent. We are deep in the throes of prepping the Sorted live stream benefit for next Sunday. So we're feeling a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah, please, please get us sidetracked. We would love it because we...
You do not need help.
Shut up. Well, that's true. It's true. I have a great friend up in San Francisco, Michael Medema, and I'm gonna give him a shout out. I don't know if he's watching, but he's battling cancer right now. But he was in one of my shows one time, and I always say I was assigned someone. If I get sidetracked, it's up to you to you know, reel me back. You have to take me back to the place I was. And so I pointed to Michael and I said, Michael, you need to, if I get sidetracked, I need you to get me back on track. And he goes, oh, honey, I'm on Percocet.
But I can't.
So.
Rich Wiseman said he meant to tell you that your haircut is great.
Thank you. I have to tell you, it was the most stressful haircut I ever received because, you know, I'm trying to be responsible and I'm scared shitless about getting this goddamn COVID-19. And so, but the good thing is the guy that cuts my hair, Kendall, is the biggest germaphobe I've ever met in my life. I mean, if you sneeze, he will kick you out of his shop. And he has like just this one station shop. It's there and he just sprays it down. Basically we had mask on and gloves and it was no talking, which, ooh, that was hard.
That was about to say.
Or you should meet Kendall. I mean, it was hard for him too. So,
well, wherever you're watching the broadcast, welcome. Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, on Twitter. Please share the broadcast with your friends. Invite them in. We are happy to chat today. Jason asked, who is the photo behind Del?
This photo, and I'll show you the whole backdrop. And then I'll confess to why some of it's missing. Okay, so there is the Sorted. That's really the backdrop that I envisioned with Dr. Eve's bra, Latrell's pearls. We're preparing for the 31st. That's Sarah Hunley, our dear Juanita. So she's our angel. Those are Brother Boy's shoes that he wore in the original play Sorted Lives when he came to the funeral. And then over here is the original play book and the original play poster from 1996. So we'll be a big celebration coming up on the 31st of raising money for theater, because we know that theater is what gave us careers. So but Emerson, I want to tell them why, if you don't mind, since we have time, I can linger a little bit.
And I'm a linger at length.
So Rosemary Alexander, who plays Dr. Eve, is one of my very dear friends and used to be my mother-in-law. She's the grandmother of my children. And she is brutally honest with me in the sweetest, sweetest way. So look, I think you're suppressing a yawn, Emerson. I can tell.
I wasn't suppressing it. I was just doing it, basically.
Please ask Blake to bring you some coffee. So Rosemary, years ago, she did a photo shoot with me and she said, Del, so she gave me a present for Father's Day and it was Topics. Do you know what Topics is?
Uh-huh.
I always say it just fills in the blank where you're receding. So that was a very gentle way of saying, hey, you need to do something about your hairline. So Rosemary told me the other day, she sent me a present, what's it called? What's that little light called? The round light.
A ring light.
So she sent me a ring light and you can see it, the reflection there. And then she also sent me advice to put my computer up on a stack of books so that my neck would not look so old.
She That's good said, friend.
That's why she said, this is what I do to really, you know, but I appreciate you, Rosemary. Thank you for that advice. I feel like I look a little, do I look better today, y'all? I'm just fishing.
Yes, y'all give him compliments so we can move on. Stephen Miller said, Mama Rose adores you. Y'all, we've been doing all this press and publicity for the Sorted live stream, and we did Stephen Miller's show, the Mama Rose show, so you can check that out on the YouTube.
It's also on my Facebook page right now, right above this probably, because I posted it today. And I had the best time with Mama Rose. That amazing, amazing, amazing costumes and just, she said darling a lot. Darling. Darling.
Yeah. Jenny said her boyfriend's a cop and he's still letting her shave his head, number two all over. That's love if you're willing to let somebody in your house give you a haircut.
Her name's Cindy?
What?
Was that Cindy? That was the name of the person who...
No, who? Jenny.
Jenny. Okay, well, I got a little aroused just by that post. I just want to say that's how lonely I am. Just a cop and a shaved head. So, that's Jenny, you're
wrong. Do it. All right. Well, it is also today is Harvey Milk Day, which I love. One of our great forebearers.
That's right.
It's a lovely reminder to think about him saying, you know, if they just know one, come out wherever you are. Well, should we do some actual stories? Let's tell a story.
We're going to tell a story. Are we going to talk? I thought we were going to talk about Lori Loughlin. We're not
sure,
going to
we can do that too.
What did you think? What when that sentence came in? I mean, it's like there's no news except COVID-19. No news, but all of a sudden, Lori Loughlin is sentenced. And
I get so excited. Any news, anything that's not about the virus. I was like, first of all, it's not enough. Like, just proportionally. Felicity Huffman paid $2,000 and did 14 days, and she paid $500,000 and got 2 months. Those maths don't work. And also, it reminds me that Black woman, wasn't it in Texas, who she just changed her address so her kid could go to a better school and she got 5 years? She didn't even pay money. She just wrote down the wrong address. Like, the proportional response here just doesn't seem accurate.
Well, and I thought, I mean, and now they're saying that they may not serve any time because of COVID, that they may, you know, be sequestered in their house. Well, who the fuck is not being sequestered in their house right now?
At the very least, if she was willing to pay $500 for her daughter who didn't want to go to college anyway to go to college. That's what I said.
I thought you said 500.
500,000. The fine should be at least that much. The fine was only like 150 grand. I was like, if you've got $500,000 for your daughter to take fake rowboat photos, you can pay 500 grand, you know.
Here's what I said on Twitter. I said that I felt like the punishment should be $1 million each to give to scholarship funds for underprivileged kids who could not afford college. And they should, for 1 year, have to clean the USC bathrooms.
That's hilarious.
Because I think that's a better punishment than whatever this bullshit that they got. And think about the legal fees that they incurred over this bullshit.
Yeah, and they drug it out too.
Oh, trying to, oh, not guilty, not guilty. And then, oh, guilty. So.
Yep. Also, a follow-up to your story from the other day. Ellen put out a tweet, a hashtag Ask Ellen. Have you ever wanted to ask me a question? Here's your chance. Send me a video or tweet me your question with hashtag Ask Ellen and I might answer it on my show. And as you can imagine, the replies went awry.
Uh-oh. Did you have any of them?
No, that was a lot. I didn't feel like doing that much work. You can see the outline. Is there anything written there?
No, I just thought, you know, Emerson, sometimes you have things in your head that you don't always share that I have to pry out of you.
Oh, just with that crowbar. No, it was what we would expect. Why'd you hire a non-union crew? What about this? What about this? It's like, maybe not the best day to say, just ask me anything.
Yeah.
But y'all can ask us anything.
Yeah, you ask us anything, we'll answer. So, and you just, you know what? I have been off the news all day. And Patrick Carey, the real news is that Dell looks super hot. Hot all of a sudden. It's the books that lifted, that got rid of my hideous neck. Thank you, Rory Alexander. I'm getting compliments. And so you actually see some news today, which is not COVID-19 news, that Biden's vetting Klobuchar. I did not know that until you sent me the outline. I've been off the news all day.
And that was actually yesterday. You know, he's looking at apparently every woman that's ever worked in politics. But I'm just, it's
who
a lot.
Who would you want? I mean, seriously, who would you want?
My real answer is Elizabeth Warren, although I think she'd be better in maybe as the Secretary of Treasury. But I think someone that really would make the progressives, you know, who feel like he's so far in the center, feel excited would be good. I think we're very likely and should end up with a woman of color. And there's a wide variety of options there as well. I don't know. It's interesting. You know, we'll see where they land. But I do think they are taking steps to make progressives feel heard. And I think that's really important in the legislation. But we shall see. Who do you want?
It's so interesting. Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, I loved Harris. At the beginning, I loved her, and I think she has an amazing voice, but somehow she turns people off. Didn't turn me off, but she, so a lot of people are saying Stacey Abrams, but she has no experience in national politics, but who cares? Neither did Trump, you know?
But I don't think we need to set the bar all the way at the floor just because he was the floor. Like, I think part of like doing better is like not allowing the norms that he's destroyed to become the rule.
Well, somehow I think that Stacey Abrams would figure it out a lot faster than Trump ever did. So anyway, I don't know, but here's what I do miss with this pandemic. I love politics, and I those polls. I get obsessed about this time when you start seeing the rallies and you start really, really figuring out is it gonna happen or what. But now politics have kind of they've kind of gone away. I mean, Trump seems to be scrambling, but what do you mean? What was that look?
I mean, I don't think politics has gone away. It's just now all politics is pandemic politics.
Well, that's
you mean exactly. Like electoral legislation politics. Yeah.
Right. I mean the traditional of like let's have debates and let's see what. So I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, the biggest news this week was that Trump got all mad because people could vote. You know, there's a different way that you can vote. It is like, really? So you think that all those people are just going to not vote for you because they know how to use the mail? I mean,
yeah, I know. Also, I can't watch it. I'm not watching any of his pandemic press conferences. I'm not watching any of his stuff. Like, if there's nothing I can do about it, I can't fill my day with that. It's just losing hours of your life watching him bumbling around.
Yeah, Well, you've been better than I have about that. I'm trying. The last few days, I've really been trying. I've been obsessed with sorting auction items for this this thing.
Yes, we can make money for the cause that we can do something about.
So I don't know if you wanted to really, the Real Housewives of Beverly
Hills. No, let's do real stories. We can come back to that.
I loved your Twitter. I loved your Instagram with the same outfit.
Yes.
It was hysterical. Yes. That was very funny. So you want me to go in and do a news story?
No, let's do a story.
Okay, Skittles. Skittles is in the news. It's announced that this Pride Month, it is giving up its signature rainbow by removing the well-known colorful branding to celebrate LGBTQ community and highlight that during Pride, only hashtag one rainbow matters. And for the first time in the U.S., the highlight, the brand is releasing limited edition Skittles Pride Packs, which will feature a colorless design with colorless candies inside. As part of the launch, the brand is also announcing a partnership with GLAAD, during the month of June. $1 per pack purchase will be donated to GLAAD, up to $100,000. And the limited edition packs will be available at CVS and selected Walmart stores. Walmart, look at Walmart.
That is still not enough to get me to go.
Now, why do you not want to go to Walmart?
Walmart has destroyed the small town of America. They destroyed small businesses. No, they don't pay their people enough. They underbid on the items in their stores, and giant corporations have to sell things at a loss. No, Walmart is Satan of Walmart and Jeff Bezos are the worst capitalism things.
Well, I'm sorry, but I do use Amazon during this time. Do you not? You ever use Amazon?
Yes, I have. Like it is, because there's certain things you can only get. I just think it needs to be regulated better. And I think Elizabeth Warren had some real great plans about how to deal with Amazon's vertical integration problems.
Okay, I'm loving this because I'm like getting you a little riled up. So I guess I shouldn't have ordered those two big old bags of bird seed from walmart.com.
I'm just saying there are other better places. Now, like the reason they can sell stuff so cheap is because they, you know, destroy literally. And I may get this wrong. Somebody could Google, but I read a story a couple of years ago that like light bulbs as an industry is now a losing business because there are only three companies in the world basically that make all the light bulbs in all the world. And Walmart said, this is how much we want to pay for light bulbs. And it's less than it costs to make them. And the light bulb company just had to say, okay, because the corporation that owns the company that makes the light bulbs needs all their other items in Walmart. So they just have to agree to whatever Walmart says. And I was like, that does not make sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me because I'd say, no, I can't make them for that. And I'm sorry, you're just not going to have light bulbs.
I know, but then they say, we'll pull all these other items off our shelves that are at the corporation above you, the corporation that owns your company, and they'd say, no, you have to do that. So you're like a permanently losing business because the other companies need their stuff in Walmart shelves as well. And look, and that's not as shaming people that need to shop at Walmart because it's what's closest or because of their own needs. It is the cheapest for many people. And so I'm not at all shaming anybody that needs that as an outlet, but it has, you know, made so many small businesses impossible to compete. And that's something when we talk about, you know, unfettered capitalism, and it's what I loved about Elizabeth Warren, going back to that, is that she had such common sense, reasonable ways to limit capitalism and still have it function as a system to ensure that once you succeed so far that you keep anybody else from being able to attempt something, that's bad. Anyway. You know, I love economics and that stuff, and we don't always get off on those tangents, but yes. So if you're going to buy the Pride Skittles, buy them at CVS.
Okay.
I love that they're donating to GLAAD, because as we head into Pride Month and everybody, we've reached the point where everybody slaps a rainbow on shit, so we'll buy it. Don't buy rainbow shit if you can't confirm that they are donating at least a percentage of the profits to an LGBTQ organization, because otherwise they're just taking your money. And visibility is good, but like only buy it if part of it at least is going to a cause, and preferably ones that are donating 50% or more.
Thank you, Emerson Collins.
Look, I told y'all I was tired, and I get a little persnickety when I'm tired.
No, I mean, I like it, though. I like that you're riled up, and I like that we can go off a little bit more because we don't have to rush through everything today.
Yeah.
So, okay.
The next one's me. Oh, wait, no, I didn't do that right. I needed to get rid of that so I can move on to another one in a minute. Okay, up next in our news, an exciting celebration. Marriage equality is coming to Costa Rica as soon as next week. In a sort of backwards way, after several court rulings, including one from the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, the country's Supreme Court gave their legislative assembly a deadline of May 26 to make it happen or it would go into effect automatically. Conservative lawmakers proposed a bill to defy the court and delay it for another 18 months, but it did not pass. So no further legislative action is necessary. And next Tuesday, the parts of Costa Rica's family code that ban marriage equality will be invalid.
It's huge because that's that's a lot of Catholicism down there. So it's big. Yeah. All right. Well, this is a kind of a sad story. Rupert twink star. I don't know. This is a sad story, but his name, in fact, he's 97 years old, World War II vet, LGBT activist, but his nickname is Twink, which I'm thinking that did not age well. That nickname did not age well. He got that early and it's just stuck. But anyway, this is the story. He was strolling in Columbus, Ohio on Monday when he was asked for a dollar by a panhandler. And when he gave the dollar to the man, the assailant tried to take his wallet. And he put up a fight. 97 years old, he put up a fight. The man wrestled his wallet away from him anyway, pushed him to the ground. He fled, and the wallet was found empty nearby. Columbus police sergeant said the man walks with two canes. He's doing the best he can physically just to be out and mobile. So the fact that someone has the type of behavior and has the type of cruelty in their heart to still go out and assault someone after they give them something is truly reprehensible. And Star was, thankfully, he was not seriously injured from the attack. But
I hate this story on multiple levels. First of all, good for you, Twink. Live with that nickname. Live your life. Yeah,
absolutely.
But second, what this story does, you know, the impulse to be charitable, right? You know, you see someone and you want to help in whatever way you can. And so here he has this impulse to help somebody and to be attacked. That contributes to other people feeling in that sort of situation like, oh, this could be dangerous to me, and make them less likely to help someone. And so then people that do genuinely need help and end up in those situations, are less likely to get it because other people are afraid to engage with them because this could be the outcome. You know, it's like this, the bad actor in this part, you know, is going to make Rupert be careful in the future, and that contributes to other people. I just hate, you know, it's a cycle of terrible.
And also, I mean, the drugs and the mental illness that are in the homeless community, it's so unpredictable. I mean, I've had encounters where I once gave a woman some leftover Thai food coming out of a restaurant. She was asking for money for food, and she threw pad Thai at me and said, "I'm not your fucking dog."
Yeah.
So, you know, I walked away with like noodles.
Yep.
On me.
Russ Felton said, "Hello from Brokeback Farm in Georgia." Now, Russ, I need to know more about this. Like, are you reenacting Brokeback? Did you name it after the movie? Did you have that name and now it just means to other people, you know, a bareback spit and shove situation?
Are you cheating and using lube? That's what I want to know.
Not Brokeback.
That reminds me, can I give a shout out to Oz Campground? It's Memorial Day weekend and I was supposed to be performing there this weekend and I had to cancel, and they're still going to have a Sorted Lives weekend of sorts, and I'm sending a video message, but you know, I can't travel and be with you guys. So if you're watching from Oz Campground, thank you for honoring my movie, and I hope y'all have a good time without
me. Yes. Okay. Well, so in the, I guess our economic show, this is sort of relevant. HRC's released new data focusing on the economic impacts of the pandemic, specifically as it relates to the LGBT communities of color. It's an extension of data they released before showing that our community is disproportionately impacted by the current health crisis already. But a deeper dive revealed that queer people of color are even more likely to have lost their job, more likely to have their hours reduced, and more likely to have asked for delays in paying their rent or bills, even compared to white LGBTQ people, and certainly to the general community at large. 38% of queer people of color have had their work hours reduced. That's compared to 29% of white queer people and 24% of the general population. 22% of queer people of color became unemployed, compared to 14% of white queer people and 13% of the general population. And they see the same differences in those asking for delays in paying bills and rent payment. So, and they also found that across all demographics, most LGBTQ people feel they're worse off financially than they were a year ago and making moves to change their spending habits. But I think it's important we remember as white queer people that, you know, people of color in our community face even greater disadvantages, and the data is holding it out. That they are even more impacted economically in this time, even compared to us, and then compared to the general population. And I think it's worth remembering in our community, we still even experience different responses to this as we work and look for ways out of it.
Yeah, well, I don't know many people who haven't been affected financially by this. I know I have, you have. I mean, our companies have. It's a tough time.
It is. And I'm going to use that as a shameless plug to say, y'all, we love doing the show, but it is a good bit of work. I mean, I figured it out. I spend like 16 hours prepping and dealing with all of the stuff after the show for these two shows a week. So if you're someone who isn't financially struggling and you want to financially support us giving you this outlet for silly fun twice a week, you can tip on Venmo to me at Emerson Collins or on PayPal to beardcollinsshoresproductions@gmail.com. $1, $5, $10. We got a big old gift on PayPal yesterday that was very thrilling, I'm not gonna lie. But every little bit helps. And if you can't, that's okay too. We also just want you to be amused, entertained, and maybe think a little bit as we chat.
Oh, I just had, thank you for that, Emerson. I just had a panic attack because something happened to my computer and I couldn't get, I didn't think I was in the room anymore. I thought you were gonna have to go on it alone.
Oh God, not a solo show. Michael asked, is there any place we can go to see all the auction items for the Sorted Lives benefit?
Not yet, but we have. Today we had a big phone call with CharityBuzz.com. We've partnered with them, and we got all of the everything uploaded to them today. And it's going to be split. There's going to be also an eBay store for some of the smaller items. So hopefully, by the next time we have a show, we will have that news for you. It's going to be probably Tuesday of next week or Wednesday of next week.
So, don't worry, you'll have a couple of days before the benefit, and the auction will actually run for a full 2 weeks. So you'll have time to get in, time to set your notifications, to bid and bid and bid, and make sure you get that item you really want.
Everybody wants that chicken.
I love that chicken's going to be like the most popular thing.
Isn't it funny? It's like this, it's really a cool chicken, I guess. But it was in the stack to return to the garage because we could not find it. And then all of a sudden, it's in every shot in Sissy's Kitchen and Sorted Lives the series. We just were missing it. Am I up next?
You are. Oh, hey, and y'all, I am reading all the comments. So if you have a topic, literally anything at this point, you want us to go off on, write it in, and if I find it amusing, we'll talk about it.
Yes, he controls the level of amusement because I can't multitask like Emerson. I mean, I'm literally just struggling here to read the story and to stay present in the moment. And Emerson, you're doing all those things. Like you think we don't have like a tech person hitting everything. It's Emerson.
Yeah, y'all, it's just me finding the graphics, getting the stream to share, reading the comments, still listening to what he's saying, checking on the next story, and keeping a check on the runtime. I'm my inner lesbian does the work.
I think I'm going to have to, maybe if people tip us this week, I may have to throw you some extra bucks because now you've made me feel guilty. But I do treat you nicer than I normally would. I just want you to know that because I have fear that you will just like, I thought that's what maybe had happened. Maybe I didn't insult you.
Y'all, that we're just talking out of school. You all have to see it, right? It happens every once in a while on the regular shows where he's telling a story. And then you see him look at me and his eyes get a little wide because he wonders if I'm thinking this is going on too long and does he need to get to the next story to stay on the timeline? I promise I don't threaten him or anything. I'm not like back here with a cat of nine tails.
He kind of does. He does it in a way that... He was like, last week, it was like, you know, the stories seem to be going a little long, the ones that you were reading. And I'm, okay, I get it. I'm adding shit. So, I'll edit myself. I'm so sorry.
I did go back to editing the stories this time.
Yeah, you did. So today he took, it was just my way of, I just did not like that new thing where I had to look at edit my own story. So now Emerson did them this week. Todrick Hall, who I really love. I love his music. I miss Todrick Hall because Tommy Wolfle, who is one of my spinning instructors at Crunch, he always plays videos of Todrick Hall. And so this morning Todrick hosted a Pride comms. It's pride.coms. Is that what it is? Pride.coms. Very first virtual prom event as a benefit for True Colors United in support of LGBTQ youth's experiencing homelessness. It should still be up on Instagram at Pride. Is that, I can't tell.
Underscore.
I can't see the underscore site. Pride underscore site with poses Jiggly Caliente, comic Mateo Lane, and Dexter Mayfield. Then Todrick, an ambassador for True Colors United, discussed the important work that they are doing across America. He also works out at Crunch, so I see Todrick every now and then. And he's cordial. He's cordial.
Well, and I love that they did that, like a virtual prom. Thinking of, you know, they've done all these big graduation events and things, but a virtual prom for kids who definitely can't go to it, and focusing it on LGBTQ people, you know, who might feel uncomfortable at their prom anyway with the partner that they really would like to be there with. It's a fun way to attend a virtual prom and to support LGBTQ youth that are homeless. I was like, that's lovely. Good job.
Yeah. Did you have a prom? Because you were.
Yes.
Yeah, in Singapore, y'all had a prom?
Uh-huh. It was an American school. So yeah, we had a prom.
And how, who'd you go with? What was her?
Her name was Claire. I was going to say her last name, but I feel like I don't need people to be able to go look up my prom date from high school because she didn't sign up for this. And we haven't talked since I came out of the closet. I mean, it's fine. She ended the night with someone else. So I got through it.
That happened to me as well. I mean, I went with this girl named Barbara. Let's see, Barbara Hayes. But she had started dating Scott Palmer, and they're still married. They got married. So I switched with our mothers wouldn't let us switch dates before the prom, which would have been appropriate because we all knew each other. So I went with Laura Stamps, who I really didn't go with. I went with Barbara, but we traded, and then we traded back to take her home. So
that's hilarious. Never mind. There's a dark story about my prom, but we don't need to do that. Erica said, and I saw this, Willem was nominated for an Emmy today for the Eastsiders web series for supporting actor in a web series. So now he's just going to be intolerable. Emmy nominated Willem.
Which web series?
Eastsiders.
Oh my God. Good for Willem. I
texted him and said, now the Emmy is pointy. It's not like an Oscar. So don't try to sit on it.
Oh my goodness. I'm really happy for him. And I'm really glad that they have started including web series and you know, give more people an opportunity to have an Emmy. You know, because Leslie Jordan is the only one now that has one that we know. It's like Willem.
Yeah. Well, he didn't win yet.
He hasn't won. Okay.
They just put up a nomination.
That's right. They're just nominated. Well, we will start a prayer chain for you, Willem.
Gordy asks, it's a lot, so I'm going to take it off real quick. Will Georgette Jones make an appearance on the tribute? We are working on that.
Yes, she is going to. So it's going to be a quick tribute, but we have reached out to Georgette, and she graciously said yes, and I'm very happy about that.
Back to the other, JD said, my prom date turned out to be a lesbian. We were the perfect date. I mean, that's a match made in heaven.
I'm so sorry. This has never happened before. I don't know. I have my phone off and everything. Oh, it came through my computer. Hello? Hello? I should have answered it. It seemed who it was.
Probably just off the rails.
It was one of those, like, Emerson has heard me answer these calls. They always call me from these pharmaceutical company. Actually, you did something, wrote about one time, and I always answer them. They go, do you need Viagra or Cialis? I just fuck with them. I say, no, I'm very hard right now just with your throaty voice. And
he does do that, and like full-on like phone sex with these like cold calls. And it's,
oh, they don't engage. They usually don't engage, but one guy did. What he goes, oh, I'm gay, and then he started calling me from India somewhere.
Popular. All right. I'm very excited about this story. Michael Drewer is a 61-year-old anti-lockdown protester from Colorado, and he is pissed that he can't go to the gym. So he's taken to writing homophobic graffiti on his pickup truck and cruising around town. Last Sunday, he drove up and down the streets of Loveland, Colorado with a message painted on the back of his Chevy Silverado and hold, please, I will show you what his message said. He said, "Open our gyms, faggot," which I don't know why, I just find hysterical. Now, it's clearly directed at the governor, Jared Polis, because he is gay. And he announced earlier this week that businesses such as gyms and nightclubs are highly social, and a timeline on those has not been determined yet. Some gyms are open to appointment-only personal training for now. LGBTQ Nation noted that on his personal Facebook page, 61-year-old Drewer has lots of pictures of himself wearing tight-fitted Confederate flag muscle shirts, and he frequently posts photos showing off his ripped bod. His Facebook profile also shows, wait for it, that he is a big fan of Shakira and Celine Dion. Now,
whoa.
I don't want to say that you cannot be a straight man and enjoy the dulcet tones of Shakira and Celine Dion, but I do find it hysterical because, let's be honest, bodybuilding and the spandex and the weird tiny string tank tops, all a little bit gay. And this man is driving around a truck with shoe polish on the back that says, "Open our gyms, faggot," and it just makes it seem like he's such a homosexual.
It's almost like you're inviting someone to, you know, get a crowbar and bash in your window too. Not that I would do that, but.
Like, it didn't say anywhere in the story that he is gay. Maybe he is, which I guess makes it funnier because it's a weird petty. And I know a lot of people have experienced hate crimes and homophobia from the word faggot. But in this context, I just find it weirdly hysterical. Like, sir, can't you just lift some dumbbells in your garage like a normal person? Like, you'll be okay.
Well, the Confederate flag, though, throws it a little bit. Although, there are gay guys, they love that flag. I mean,
they're definitely racist white gay men.
I had an encounter at Timberfell Lodge, or where I performed. There was a gay guy who had a big old Confederate flag up, and I said, "Why do you have that?" And he goes, "It's Southern pride." I said, "Well, it should be your Southern shame."
But also, like, that argument, you know, I used to try to, like, relate and understand to, like, you know, people, there are people once upon a time, I guess, who, like, want to celebrate their heritage. But how much pride can you have when you lost?
Yes. And also just do a little research and see what the history of that flag and when it was resurrected in the 60s during the civil rights movement, because it was a big fuck you to Martin Luther King. I mean,
yes, so. They went and built all those monuments in the 50s. They have not been there. They didn't build that shit right after the Civil War. They built it in the 50s and the 60s when the civil rights when people were trying to pass civil rights legislation. Right. So it was not about nobody's heritage. It was about trying to throw it in the faces of people trying to say that black people were equal.
So do your research before you start embracing the Confederate flag, Lori Morgan.
Somebody in the comments may know, I read a story recently that I didn't even know. One of the big Confederate battle flags is in a museum or somewhere in like Wisconsin or Missouri. I don't know. It's somewhere not in the South. And there are Southern states that keep trying to get it back, like to put in a museum. Michigan, maybe. I can look it up, but I'm lazy. Somebody do the Google and tell us. But I think it's Michigan.
America is on it right now. I swear to God.
But there's a famous Confederate battle flag that they took from a battlefield that they have. And some Southern state keeps trying to get it back. And Michigan or wherever is always like, no. And I find that so hilariously petty. Like, no, we won. We're keeping your bullshit racist flag.
This is our victory. We got your flag.
And that makes me laugh. I was watching We're Here, the drag queen show on HBO.
Oh.
And one of the episodes, one of the people they did was this black guy who works in the diversity department at a university. And he's walking around his town and he said, "There is just so many monuments here to a war that they lost."
Awkward.
It's like when I don't book an audition, when I lose an argument, when I lose, I don't want people to know. Like, I don't want to tell people. Like, why are y'all waving, putting up these monuments and waving all these flags about, like, we lost, we lost? It's just dumb.
I can't remember you losing an argument, Emerson.
Well, no, but I sure wouldn't tell anybody. Because I don't lose them often, though, when I'm wrong, I will admit it. I don't have a problem with that. When I'm actually wrong, I don't have a problem saying, oh, nope, you're right. I was wrong.
Yeah.
So, Scott asked a fun one. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, you know, with the drag race, we're coming up on the finale. Scott Fullerton. Also, y'all, we're going to be on Scott Fullerton's show in an hour and a half. If y'all want to tune in over there, the Left of Straight show. He said, how do you think y'all handle the drag race finale in 2 weeks? And how far do you think they'll address the Sherry Pie situation in the reunion show? What do you think?
I'm assuming she won't be there.
Oh, definitely will not.
I bet they do address it. It's good television. I bet they do discuss it. But I want to ask something about that, Emerson, or do we need to wait? Because we're going to get to drag race after this next story. Or should I hold it?
This is about this. Let's do it.
Well, I want to know something. I think that they went back and re-edited.
They definitely did.
She is all but not in it anymore. They
removed her from Conflict. They took all of her interviews out. And in fact, I think you can tell in a couple of places that the way they removed her shifted what stories they focused on. It made certain fights bigger. It means that certain conflicts that happened that included her didn't get shown at all.
Right.
So it actually impacted our perception of the other queens through the season by pulling her out. You know, like it gave more time to certain things or to certain fights or to certain storylines. So I would have been curious to see what the season looked like the way they originally edited it, that changed what we thought of it.
And you know, you're so much more fluent in Drag Race than I am because I'm more recent, a huge fan of it. And I just want to know now. So it was down to four, but then they said last week after it was down to four, they said, and now they're only three because they've eliminated her. So where are we now? What's going to happen tonight? Help me.
Tonight, I believe, is the reunion. So it will be all of them together, excluding Sherry. I actually don't think they will say anything about her. I think because of the way they've chosen to edit and remove as much of her as possible, I think at most we might see like a rude video before, but I think they will lean into, because unless you're going to get like a therapist on, like really address the details, because there's not real legal cases, I think that they will go with, there will be no discussion of Sherry Pie and her contribution to the season this evening so that they can keep it focused on these entertainers who all did really good work that we were really big fans of and not make the show about that. The reunion tonight, and I have no idea what they're going to do about the finale and the like lip syncs or how they approach it. So sure, a lot of creativity has been put into how to make an entertaining finale with everybody stuck in different locations.
But I'm sure they will, because I mean, I'm a big, you know, a big voice fan, and they figured it out. It wasn't nearly as good, to be quite honest. And they rushed through it.
Yeah. Michael did find the answer. Minnesota has that Confederate flag in their possession, and they will not let it go. Good for you, Minnesota.
Michael, that's a very handsome picture of you that just popped up. Great hair. Okay, well, this is a fun story. Catherine O'Hara, and if you haven't seen these pictures, you must. Vanity Fair did a drone photo shoot of our queen, the comedy queen. Love her so much. Thank you, Emerson. You've got some of the pictures, and they are fantastic. She's at home. Is that do you have any more?
No.
Well, go just Google Vanity Fair, and you will see them all. They're all fantastic. I want to ask you a question. I need some advice, Emerson, because, you know, I came late to the party with Schitt's Creek, and I have caught up to the end of season five. Now, I went on to my DirecTV package, and it said I don't have Pop TV. So do I have to order Pop TV to get it? Is that the only way?
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to do it. Because
I mean, you can wait. You know, it'll end up on Netflix eventually, but I don't know.
I don't want to wait.
Then there's your answer.
I need to know about these.
And also, you should check and see if it's on Pop TV online, because I don't know if they're re-airing it. I don't know. This is just Spectrum and basic TV guide stuff, Delford. You can, you know, look it up.
Don't get short with me. Don't
I'm not short. I'm just saying everybody else manages to figure out how to work their remotes and their TV guys.
Well, I don't. I'm 62 years old and it's just very difficult. Wait,
this is such a perfect example, y'all, all the time. Because like printer, like the StreamYard, the whatever. It's not that Dell can't do stuff. It's that he knows I'll figure it out faster. So he will say, Emerson, I can't figure out. And what he means is, I don't want to figure out.
Okay, Emerson, I have to tell you what I did today because you're not in our little office situation anymore. So Rebecca, my daughter Rebecca, has been coming over to help me with this auction. And we ran out of ink in one of the computers. And you know what a struggle it is for me to get that ink in those cartridges. So I thought, okay, I can do this. I can do this. We were trying to put this cartridge in. I had thrown out the shell that belongs in the computer, had thrown it in the trash can. It was in the trash can. And Rebecca said, Dad, there's a piece of the computer missing. I said to go dig it out. But thankfully, she got it back together. So that's...
I can do you one better on that.
Okay.
Story. So you threw out part of the printer because you didn't realize that, like, it's just you just change the cartridges. You don't throw out the whole, like, mechanism that they sit in. When I went to college, you all, I graduated from high school in Singapore, so I didn't have a car. I didn't drive until I got to college. And so during my freshman year of college, driving my car, I got a flat tire. And so my grandfather had taught me how to change the tire. So I got out on the side of the road. I took the old tire off and then I put the spare in from the back of the car and drove off. And I just left that tire sitting in the yard of our house. And I got to my grandfather's house and he said, "Where's the wheel?" And I said, "What?" He said, "The wheel." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The silver part in the middle." I said, "Oh, well, I like didn't need the other tire." He was like, "You only changed the rubber part. You need the wheel." And I had to drive 15 minutes back across Waco, Texas. And thank God the wheel of my car was still sitting in the front yard where I had just thrown it, thinking I'll throw away the old tire later. I threw away the whole wheel.
Oh, my God. Oh,
well. I didn't know when they change it that they just changed the rubber part.
But you were young. I'm 62 years old, and I threw out part of the computer today.
I was not that young, and I had definitely seen spare tires before, and not seen the silver part in it. But I sure didn't think anything of it.
Did you ever change your own oil?
Oh yeah. I can do all that stuff. I was a Boy Scout. I can start a fire from scratch. I can find my way in the forest.
Oh, you should go on Survivor. You have the physical skills. See, I'm obsessed with you. Would be very good on Survivor because you're conniving. You're evil.
Go all the way. I know you want to. Well, and in other Drag Race news, they put out all the teaser trailers now for Drag Race All Stars that starts June 5th. The queens competing are Mayhem Miller, Ms. Cracker, Shea Coulee, Anjana, Mariah Balenciaga, India Farah, Jujubee, Alexis Mateo, Blair St. Clair, and Derek Barry. But there's big new twists. The old All-Star rules have been thrown out, and for this season, the lip syncs will be against the winning queen and a secret lip sync assassin. It's really just a way for them to get other favorite queens onto the show one episode at a time. And if the top queen wins, they get to send home one of the bottom queens and win $10,000. Ricky Martin is the guest judge for the premiere on June 5th on VH1, and that's very exciting to me.
So the ones that the assassins, are they not on the show? They're just like guests?
No, there's the 10 competing queens, and each week there'll be a surprise addition of someone who's done very well lip syncing on the show in the past, and they will compete. So we get like little guest stars.
I wonder if now that Willem has that nomination, if they'll let him come in.
They will not. World of Wonder is not letting him back.
Okay.
I keep checking. Y'all, if you're enjoying the broadcast, send us a tip on Venmo at Emerson Collins. I get an email if we get a Venmo tip, so I know immediately We have not yet today. Or on PayPal at beardcollinshoresproductions@gmail.com.
You're being so funny today with this video. Okay.
I'm poor.
I'm going to venture.
We're doing this benefit for free. And I'm like, we're going to donate all these money to these theaters, and we're not even paying ourselves for producing and hosting the benefit.
I'm going to Venmo you somebody.
He's going to be money back. Nicholas Snow, our good friend from his show, who's out here in Palm Springs by me, said, what are your plans for the weekend? What's your plans for Memorial Day, Delford?
Well, I'm teaching. I've been teaching a lot online, and I'm teaching an acting workshop tomorrow from 10 to 12. That's cool. And on Sunday, I'm teaching a writing workshop from 10 to 12. And I really have been enjoying those. I didn't know that I would. I people reached out to me and they asked me to do it. And I thought, I just don't know if I can teach without being in the room, because teaching for me is, especially with acting, is directing. But I've been able to acclimate to the Zoom. And it's been going well. And I've had some wonderful students. So, Emerson, I forgot this last story. I just realized I didn't realize it was there. So this is a cold read.
That's even better, because half of the story is not even going to make sense to you. And that's why I gave it to you. Also, Gerald and Michael did both tip us on PayPal. So thank you, boys.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, I Erica Kovich just tipped me personally. So do I have to share that with you?
No, she tipped us individually. Erica always tips us individually.
Oh, I see. Thank you, Erica. That was very sweet. Okay, this is like, I don't know how to say her name. Delani Winter is a non-binary hairdresser.
Okay, first of all, back up and read the words. Denali.
Denali Winter.
Denali. The N is before the L.
Okay, Denali uh-huh. Winter. Is a non-binary hairdresser and dominatrix, okay, I'm already interested, in San Francisco, who has been getting creative with the Nintendo Switch game Animal Crossing. Okay, now you've lost me. That was released in March and has taken the world by storm. I've never heard of it. During the corona pandemic, Winter...
Okay, pause. Animal Crossing is a new game they put out for the Nintendo Switch, and it came out in March literally as the lockdowns happened. And so gamers all became obsessed with it. And I keep seeing literally my Twitter feed as like screen caps of people being like, I need turnips, or like, here I am in this living room doing something, or like whatever. And so she's taken her dominatrix into the game and given her like code for her like subs to come to her part of the game. And now you continue the story.
Okay. Oh, I love that. Okay, so she told The Guardian that when lockdown went into effect, they knew that their sex work, which they have been doing for 7 years, would be severely impacted, like a lot of sex workers. I need to connect. Wait, did I miss it? Oh, no, sex workers are always adapting, and this is just another layer of adaptation. I need to connect with my clients somehow. Winter advertises their services through Twitter, and I can't see where. And in the Animal Crossing game, they force clients to water their flowers. Actually, this is why I have to read these in advance and pay them bells. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Nothing. I have nothing.
Read the next words.
The Animal Crossing currency. Oh, I see. If they disobey, they can be beaten with a butterfly net, or locked up in a virtual cage. The dominatrix encouraged clients to leave appropriate notes. Oh, there's the appropriate notes on their bulletin board. And on one wrote, thank you so much for allowing me to serve you, mistress.
Woo! I just found this brilliant and hilarious. Like, they, and Denali's pretends are they are so smart. They are getting paid in bells, which is like Animal Crossing money, and virtually flogging people with butterfly nets. That is creative money-making in a corona crisis.
I want to know how massage therapists can give me a virtual massage. I need a massage. I need my...
Same.
Okay.
I know. I try to drop hints for people all the time. Nothing, literally nothing, makes me happier as like self-care reward than massages, spa day. Like, that's my favorite thing in the whole world. But Blake doesn't really like massages. So I'm always like, but if someone wanted to get me a massage.
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. I drop those hints all the time for people. Look, we made it through all the stories and we still got 5 minutes. Is there any questions? Do y'all have anything you want to know, want to hear us talk about before we wrap up?
And while you ask those questions, I really want to emphasize that we have been really working hard to bring you something very special. And it is something that honestly, we talked about this and we are thrilled to do it from our heart, because neither Emerson nor I would have a career if it had not been for theater. So we both started in the theater. I met Emerson Collins when he did Southern Baptist Sissies, and I saw him be brilliant in one of my plays. So please join us on May the 31st. And if you can, go to delshortfoundation.org and look at all of the fun little creative ways. There's no prizes. It's just giving to theaters. And 23 nonprofit theaters are going to benefit from these. From this and from the auction, and they're going to split it evenly. Our foundation is taking no money. None of the artists, all of them donated their time, and it's going to be a very special 3 hours of your time and ours. Yes.
Eric just tipped us, and Al asked, opinion on Tales of the City, the new and the old. I love the original. I loved it so much.
So much, and I actually... well, my agent called me and said, there's a new Tales of the City. They're asking about your availability to write for it. And then they decided not to hire anybody from any other queer shows. That's what they like, queers folks. So I reread the original and the book. Oh, my God, the books are so great. So, but I have to say that I started watching the new one and I lost interest very fast. That's my honest opinion. It had nothing to do with them not hiring me.
Same.
Right?
Yeah. I've been on a, like, not saying anything negative about anything, but yeah, I just, like, I was like, I want to watch and support, and I, like, haven't finished it. The urgency hasn't been there. I probably will at some point, but, Ken Hartsfield said, Anne and Rosemary should do cameos in character. I tried to pitch Cameo to Ann Walker a couple of weeks ago because I just joined Cameo. Sidebar, if you want to book us to do cameos, Dell and I are both available. We will do them in character. We will do literally anything you want. And Ann said, I got to be honest, that just sounds like a lot of work. I was like, you can make some extra money. She said, nope.
Her doing LaVonda cameos. By the way, my cameo until the June 1st all goes to the Del Shores Foundation to benefit the theaters. And I've done several since I started.
And my cameo until forever goes to me.
And that's valid. Absolutely.
Well, this has been a silly and loose show. We do love doing this. And I feel like it's important that we don't always present ourselves as like, everything's great and everything's perfect. We do want to entertain you, but this is real stuff. You know, we're doing a lot and doing a lot of work, and our own financial situations, we are not rolling in money. And, you know, that those are ways that we feel that doing the show and doing Cameo and doing different things feels like we can give you an opportunity to support us and get something out of it. You know, we're not just saying like, please give us money. And if you can't, that is totally okay too. We do this because we love it and because we enjoy entertaining you. So please, as we beg, as I blatantly beg for money, if you can't, please don't ever feel like, oh no, that's not the point. We do have some wealthy fans though, and they can help.
And I said I'm not going to say names, but I do want to, you know, you've shouted out some people today, and I want to say Richard and Ken, thank you, because you gave very generous tips in the past, and we really appreciate it. So anyway, that's I look like I have a strange show.
And Leanne just did too. Right here at the end, they're just pouring in. Also, don't worry, the Venmo still works when the show's over.
By the way, last week we were so thrilled to have Del Dickey on the show, and it was one of our biggest watch shows, and we were thrilled that our friend Del Dickey. We'll see how this one does with just us.
We are enough.
We are enough. Sometimes we are enough. And we didn't, it wasn't like 40 people turned us down. We just got very busy. And then yesterday I said, Emerson, we have no guest. And he said,
yeah, literally. Todd said his birthday is the day before the live read. I might get my husband to buy him a Cameo from you. I'm old. I don't know how to use Cameo. Todd, you can literally go to cameo.com online and put in Del Shores at the end or Emerson Collins, and you'll see our profiles. You can book them online or on the app. If the app feels like a lot, the website works.
That's and the way it works is you tell us what you want us to say to your husband, and we'll say anything. I mean,
well, no, it's for him. His husband tells us what to say to Todd.
Oh, I see. So the husband tells us. Because it's your birthday. And I've done many as Jimmy Del Watkins, which makes me so happy that people have booked Jimmy Del Watkins.
I did one as Billy Joe Dobson, and the guy said, my boyfriend thinks of you as his imaginary husband. And I said, well, that's awkward because if we couldn't consummate the relationship because Billy Joe only liked having sex with dead people.
I know, but he was kind of hot in that. I mean, you know.
I know, but if you're dead, you can't enjoy it.
I have to say something about that, Emerson, because we have like no time left, but it's a compliment. And Erica, I have Hulu, so I'll talk to you, but I think Erica's trying to say that Pop TV is on Hulu, so.
The show's available on Hulu and also on YouTube Live, people have said.
Oh, thank you, Douglas. Yes, I did a cameo he said we did good cameos. I was gonna compliment you.
Yes, please do, I was ready.
Well, I haven't seen a very sordid wedding in a really long time. And so the other day we were looking for, you know, Leslie Jordan's pajamas or whatever that we're auctioning off. And I got to that scene in when you were in Leslie's lap and he looks just so trashed he looks like a bad Courtney Love in, you know, like Courtney Love had a real bad day, just probably a lot. And your work is so brilliant. You really disappeared in that character. You did what good character actors do, where you didn't see Emerson Collins. The voice was different. The mannerisms were different. It was really brilliant work. And I did not direct you into that. You just came armed with that character. So, I mean, I wrote the lines. I did write the lines.
You did. You provide all of them. Yes. You built the character and I built the person.
But it was.
I had someone ask me on Instagram the other day if someone dubbed my voice. I said, why? Because I talk like a screaming homosexual the rest of the time.
It was like Andy McDowell in Greystone. Remember the Tarzan movie where Glenn Close looped her entire performance?
Yes.
So,
I do have these two.
I look fabulous for 62. Thank you, Sean Williams.
I have these two sisters that book my cameo every Saturday just to do a review of Drag Race the night before. Because one of the kinds of cameos I do is from the People's Couch, I say, I'll review any television show that you love, whether I watch it or not. And so every Saturday, there's like, tell us what you thought of last night's Drag Race. And I do it as a cameo.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
All right, should we wrap this show up?
I think we should. I was worried that we couldn't fill an hour, and look at us. We used to do it all the time when we were on a radio show. So, well, it's been a pleasure. I've had fun just sitting here and talking shit.
Yes.
And now it's Friday night.
Yes. However you are spending your weekend or actual weekend and holiday, we hope it's great. Have fun. Be safe. If you have to go places, be safe. If you're somewhere that it's opened up and you're going to celebrate with people, just be smart. Be considerate of the people around you.
Wear a mask. These people don't want to wear a mask and saying, oh, it's my civil rights. Well, you have to wear a seatbelt. Jesus. Ugh.
Jesus Christ. And we will see you on Tuesday.
Yes, we will. Bye, everybody.